ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ వైశ్యుల ప్రభుపాద శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ రైజింగ్ అండ్ ఫాలింగ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫార్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ రిమెంబర్డ్ ఓవర్ అండ్ ఓవర్ ద లార్డ్స్ గ్రేట్నెస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ జస్ట్ సీన్ పర్పర్ As stated in one prayer, Srutim apare smritim itare Bharat manne bhavantu bhav bhitah Aham ihanandam bande yasya lind param brahman Let others study the Vedas, Smriti and Mahabharat fearing material existence but I shall worship Nand Maharaj in whose courtyard is crawling the Supreme Brahman. Nand Maharaj is so great that the Param Brahman is crawling in his yard and therefore I shall worship him. Padyavali 126. Brahma was falling down in ecstasy because of presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who exactly resembled a human child. Brahma was naturally astonished. Therefore, with a faltering voice, he offered prayers and understanding that here was the Supreme Person. So, this is again the continuation of the same subject matter this verse described. About Brahma, how Brahma is offering offerings to Krishna. As we know, here Uthaya Uthaya Krishnasya Shirasya Padayuha Patan. And again Brahma was offering offerings, falling down the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And Chirasya, for a long time, Aste Mahitvam, he was situated in this situation. Uthaya Uthaya, Brahma was falling down the lotus feet of Krishna. And it is also described that in our calculation, Krishna was 5 years old. 6 years old by that time. Brahma falling like a rod in the ground and he was touching the lotus feet of Krishna with the tip of his crown. And here word is Krishna says Chirasya for a long time. Brahma was offering up falling down lotus feet of Krishna. So for one moment he was standing. And again he was trying to look on the face of Krishna, but again he was falling on the lotus feet. So here word is Chirasya, for long time. So it was taking long time because, you know, Brahma has 4 heads. And when he was offering offerings in the lotus feet of Krishna, first with one head, with 4 head, other three direction. So Brahma was simply offering just the upper of senses with touching. He was touching the lotus feet of Krishna with his with tip of his crown and then there some offering like some prayers. Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. The best one head, and again Krishna has, Brahma has some mystic power. Though the heads were facing four direction, but again he has mystic power to bring all the head in one direction up, again offering. And again he has recite word Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Go Bindaya Namo Naman. And then with another head, Likewise, somewhere it is description that one place a description that Brahma was bringing all his four hand in one direction. He has some mystic power, he can do it. Other place a description that no, Brahma was not doing like that. Was with one hand, one head, offering up some sweets, and then he was rolling just to put another head right on the feet of Krishna. And then again prayer, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha. And then the four. It was taking long time, Chirasya here, for a long time. And then once it is finished with all four heads, one after another, with standing up, trying to see Krishna. And after, again, so here, Chirasya padve patam aste mahitam pradishtam smritva smritva punah punam. And again he was remembering for offering offenses, standing. Then Brahma used to wipe his eyes with two hands. Of course he has four head and only two arms. So standing and then wiping, cleaning his eyes, trying to look, because his heart was full of affinity, love for Krishna, and his eyes were inundated with the water, tears. So it was not possible to see quickly. So he has to wipe, clean his eyes. So this was taking time. And this again offering up sense, aste mahit. And since he has seen the greatness, opulence of Krishna just recently, smritva smritva punah punah, again and again he was remembering, contemplating about the greatness of Krishna. So what he has seen, just previously he has seen, Srimad Bhagavatam described the deliverance of Aghasura. Aghasur, a demon, came in Vrindavan with the intention of kill Krishna in a python, a big serpent. And the whole story description that Krishna, first of all the cowherd boys and calves. That time Krishna was herding, taking care of calf only. He was not taking care of herding the cows, calf only. So all the cowherd boys, Krishna's friend and calves, entered in the mouth of python, the snake. And again, then Krishna also entered. Krishna tried to prevent him, not entering, but he was unable to. All the boys, cowherd friend and calf, they entered in the stomach, in the body of Aghasura, and Krishna also entered. When Krishna entered, the Krishna increased the size of his body, and one point, the life force, prana, burst out from the body of Aghasura. And that time, it is description, Srimad Bhagavatam described all the demigods. The whole sky was crowded. They have parked their airplanes, and from they were looking this pastime. So one point, a glaring impulsions came out from the body of Aghasura. Life force, prana, came out like a glaring effulgence, and it went in the sky. Krishna was within the Krishna was within the body of Aghasura, and Aghasura life force, prana, burst out from his head and came to the sky. And it was hovering for a time, big glaring effulgence was there, prakash, prana, life force. So it caught the attention of all demigods who were there in the sky. And then that life force was hovering in the sky. and it waited there in the sky until Krishna came out from the body of Aghasura. And when Krishna came out from the body of Aghasura, and then the glaring effulgence light started to move in the direction of Krishna, and he came, everyone looking in. It happened in presence of all demigods, all cowherd boys. And then the effulgence, glaring effulgence light entered in the body of, in the feet of Krishna. So Aghasura was able, he became liberated. He got the like sarupya mukti, liberation. And though he was agha, means a sinful person, with intention he wanted, he came to kill Krishna and calf and cowherd boys. But Krishna was so merciful that Krishna even awarded mukti, salvation, sarupya mukti to this demon, Aghasura. So this was the greatness part. Brahma has realized the opulence, the greatness of Krishna, your Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, every page, it is established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete chans kalaha pumsa Krishna stu bhagavan sa. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This fact is proved in all Vedic literature and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Brahma at that time, he has seen the greatness, opulence of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And same time here, smritva smritva punah punah, he has seen the Krishna sweetness, Krishna greatness, so he was remembering. And another very sweet incident, Brahma was remembering, and that Krishna eating, enjoying the food. Krishna was eating with cowherd boys. And whole description is there about opulence and sweetness of Vrindavan. There are clean and soft sand, bank of Jamuna river was flowing in the middle of the forest. In the Vrindavan, and there were sand, soft and clean sands were there, and Krishna also, the blooming lotus flowers all over in the, all the pond and the Jamuna, lotus flower blooming, and sweet fragrance was coming out from the lotus flowers and other flowers. Whole situation, whole atmosphere was surcharged with the fragrance of lotus flowers. And also the honey bee, they are humming, the humming sound was there. And same time, the birds were chirping the word, the sound could vibrating. Yes. And in this atmosphere, such a pleasing atmosphere was there, and Krishna was enjoying the food stops along with his cowherd boy. This scene, sweet pastime, sweet scene, Brahma has seen. And then he was remembering this, and again he was offering obeisances to Krishna. So he has seen greatness of Krishna just recently, and sweetness of Krishna, whole atmosphere. So he was very much, Brahma was very much impressed. And again this happened. You know, Krishna did steal or hide the boys, calf and cowherd boys, just completely for 1 year, in our calculation, he was hiding. And just Krishna expanded himself, the cowherd boy and calf, for one completely, approximately 1 year. just only five or six days was before the completion of the whole year. The whole year, this pastime was going on. Krishna has expanded himself in calf and cowherd boys. And of course, he was taking every morning from the calf and cowherd boy, coming in Vrindavan whole day, taking care of the cow, grazing the cow. And towards the end, Krishna used to return in the Nandagram. So for completely 1 year, this pastime has gone towards the end of year. Only 5-6 days was in before the completion of the year. And then, so this pastime, sweet pastime, Krishna, Brahma has realized, he has seen, drishtva, punas punah, smritva, punah punah, again and again he was remembering, and he was offering obeisances, praying to Lord Krishna. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada has quoted one of the very celebrated verse from Padyavali. Of course, this verse also appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srutim apare smritim itare bharat manne bhajantu bhav bhita aham iha nandam bande yasya alinde param brahma. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita description that while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Prayag, in the house of Advaitacharya, his house was situated right on the bank of Ganga River. Prayag, there's a confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Jagannath Puri came to Vrindavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed approximately 2 months, little more than 2 months in Vrindavan, and then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning to Jagannath Puri. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the way to Jagannath Puri, so he stayed in the month of Magh for complete approximately 1 month. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Prayag. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to meet Vallabhacharya, one great acharya. And then Vallabhacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house for lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. And while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Vallabhacharya in Prayag, which is situated right on the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, then this is the place where Rupa Goswami also came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this verse talks about while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Vallabhacharya, then one great personality, great devotee of Krishna arrived. His name was Raghupati Upadhyay. He was from Tirahut, one tract of land, this is known as Tirahut. And then that personality, Raghupati Upadhyay, came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as soon as Raghupati Upadhyay saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offered obeisance in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna blessed him, gave benediction, Asiravad, blessing. And the blessing was Krishna Mati Rastu. Krishna, your flow of your consciousness always be directed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna Mati Rastu. Your Mati, your intelligence, let it fix in the Krishna, in the lotus feet of Krishna. And this type of blessing, as soon as Raghupati Upadhyay heard, he became very much pleased. he was overwhelmed to hear this type of blessing. Krishner Mati Rastu. Let your Mati, intelligence, remain in the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishner Mati. Raghupati Upadhyaya became overwhelmed when he heard this type of blessing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, both were overwhelmed in the pleasure, happiness, jubilation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much satisfied to see Raghupati Upadhyaya, since he was a great devotee of Krishna. And Raghupati Upadhyaya also became overwhelmed with the joy when he saw, first he saw the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beautiful form, impressive form. And when he heard the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Mati Rastu, Krishna Mati Rahu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, please, why not, you please, since you are a great devotee of Krishna, please describe something, you say something about Krishna. So Raghupati Upadhyaya started to talk, he has compiled one book. From his own book, he recited some verses for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this verse, Prabhupada has quoted, talks about, Srutim apare smritim itare bharat manne bhajantu bhavita. People are very much distressed in this material world because their suffering is their distress of janma, mrtu, jara, vyadhi. So out of fear of the material existence, some people, they take shelter of Shruti, Upanishad, Vedic literature, and Smriti, Smarta, Karmakanda people, they are also some supporting Vedic literature, because Smriti Shastra, Smarta, Karmakandi, they also follow certain type of process for spiritual elevation. So some may take shelter of Shruti, Vedic literature, main Vedic literature, and some Smriti Shastra, and some text shelter of Mahabharata. Srutim apare smritim itare bharatam anne bhajantu bhavita. Because people are here very much in distress, are fearful out of material existence, they may take shelter of Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. They find out their way, means how we can get spiritual elevation through Smriti Shastra, Shruti Shastra, and even Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. But Raghupati Upadhyaya, so far I am concerned, I have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. Aham iha bande. In order to get spiritual progress, in order to get freedom from repeated cycle of birth and death, simply I have not taken shelter of Krishna, not Vishnu, not any other process. Simple process I have accepted. Aham iha nandam bande. Just I offer my humble obeisance at lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. Why? Why not Krishna? Or why not other personality? Why Nanda Maharaj? Yasya alinde. In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Param Brahma. Yasya alinde Param Brahma. In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Supreme Brahma, highest absolute reality is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj is so great that I don't take shelter lotus feet of Vishnu, Lord. Rather, I prefer to take shelter the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. He, in his courtyard, सुप्रीम ब्रह्म यस्या आलिंदे अहम इह नंदम वंदे यस्या आलिंदे परम ब्रह्म इन द कोर्ट यार्ड ऑफ नंद महाराज सुप्रीम ब्रह्म इन अ फॉर्म इट लुक्स इट रिसेम्बल्स ए ह्यूमन चाइल्ड ह्यूमन बेबी एंड इज ई कोर क्राउलिंग नॉट इवन द वॉकिंग यू नो इन श्रीमद भागवतम 10th कांटो डिस्क्राइब्स ए कोर्ट सिचुएशन ऑफ कोर्ट यार्ड आंगन ऑफ नंद महाराज सो नंद महाराज ही वर टेकिंग काउ गोपाल herding the cow. The thousands of cows were with Nanda Maharaj. And in his courtyard, always spreading dung and cow urine. Sometimes it is become mud. Some cow urine, pound of cow urine there in the courtyard. And when Krishna was there, when he was infant baby, he was not even able to walk. Simply he was crawling. So when he was crawling, Krishna was crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Then there was dung, cow dung, and same time some urine. So due to the weight, there's a mud was there. Then Krishna had to crawl, drag his body with the help of knees and hand. So it was always contaminated or the mud. Mixture of Sri Radha Gokulananda ji ki Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji the mixture of or mud of earth, cow dung and cow urine. So whole that Krishna body, transcendental body becomes a smear. Sometimes practically Krishna was swimming from that little smart pond made of cow urine and cow dung. So this was the greatness of the Nanda Maharaj, such a great devotee, such a spontaneous attraction, love for Krishna, that Krishna, the Supreme Brahma, decided to become the son of Nanda Maharaj. So here Rahupati Upadhyaya talk about aham iha nandam bande. I simply offering options bandana in the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj, yasya alinde, whose Nanda Maharaj alinde, courtyard, Supreme Brahma is crawling, and Supreme Brahma Krishna whole body is smeared with the cow dung and cow urine there. So simply I am taking shelter of Nanda Maharaj. So this verse again, and also for your information, next verse 64, this is final concluding verses Srila Prabhupada commented onto this point, 13 chapter. Srila Prabhupada wrote purport, compiled purport up to the 10th canto, 13th chapter. So this is like Prabhupada final, almost the final, 64 is the last one. After this point, Srila Prabhupada commented on Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Uthaya, again, Brahma was falling in the lotus feet of Krishna, Brahma, the great grandfather, original supreme, original personality, topmost living entity in this material existence, and Krishna was merely 6 years old at that time, small boy, infant, and Brahma was uthaya, again, and he was falling in the lotus feet of Krishna, and he was trying his level best to touch the feet of Krishna with the tip of his crown. And for a long time, for short time, he was standing, trying to look Krishna, trying to pray Krishna, but most of time, he was falling. He was on the ground. Usually, in one of these places, Srila Prabhupada talks about, usually the demigods, they don't touch the surface of earth. They have some spiritual potency that they don't, while they are walking, they usually don't touch the surface of earth with their feet. And usually the demigods, they don't touch the surface of earth with their body. But here, in case of Brahma, he was knowing the glorious situation of Vrindavan. For that reason, Brahma was falling right on the dust of Vrindavan in front of Krishna. And Aste Mahitvam Pragrishnamishnit, his body was engaged in offering offerings, falling in the ground, and my mind was surcharged, smritva, remembering the greatness and sweetness of Vrindavan and his abode, sweetness of Vrindavan and sweetness of Krishna. This was the situation. Uthaya uthaya Krishnasya chirasya padayo patan aste mahitvam pragdrishtam smritva smritva punah punah. Again and again he was remembering the greatness or sweetness of Krishna, and he was again and again offering offerings. And in this situation, chirasya padayo patan aste, he was situated in this situation, this condition. Okay, so here I stop. You have any question or comment?